We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we are, jumping off in hour two. Glad to have you aboard here on Sports Talk on WWL. The LSU Hour, talking all things LSU. Will their defense tighten up, or will it be a fatal flaw for the Tigers? Also, our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. How concerned are you about LSU's defense? Very, somewhat, or not concerned at all? Call us at 504-260-1870. You can also text us at 870-870. And will LSU, because of that defensive performance, Bobby, you all right over there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking on you.
It's like, the peanut down the throat.
I got you. I was getting a little worried. But anyway, see, the College Football Selection Committee will release their top 25. Will LSU slide a little bit because of that defensive performance against Ole Miss?
It doesn't matter.
Be answered later tonight. And no, if you're two, fine, whatever.
You got to be in the top four when all said and done. Come on.
But I think that the committee is going to look at that defense and go, if there's one thing that concerns me, it's that.
Well, so what? You want to be number one when the season's all over. Not, okay, I'm number one now, and then the season's all over, you're not number one. So, listen, you got to be in the hunt, in the playoffs. It's not like, okay, you know what's different in college football, the NFL? Do you have home field advantage? Right. No, it's like a neutral site. So, whether, if you're going to be the champion, if you want to be the best, you got to be the best. Look at where the games are played. No one has a home field advantage, whether it's Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State. I mean, is anybody playing Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge? Nobody's playing at home, right?
Right.
So you want to make the Final Four. That's the bottom line. So I look at all that. That's just hype for TV ratings and all. Where are they ranked? Now I'm taking into consideration that LSU is going to be in that Final Four. Because, you know, you don't want to be on the cusp on the back end and that, whether you in or out. But I think LSU right now, you take care of business. You beat Arkansas, you beat A&M in the SEC championship against Georgia. Even if you don't win, LSU's
stay in the top four.
Yeah, because of the number of wins against top 10 opponents. They take into consideration, the eye test. What the hell the eye test means? I don't know. That's a person's opinion, eye test. But I know they pay attention, strength of schedule. Now, that's something LSU got big time in their favor. Now, Christian, I when I read this, and it is true, you look at this from 12:48, almost an hour ago, but I say this. If LSU wins the national championship, they would have beaten seven top 10 opponents. That has to be a record. I don't know, college football, whatever. Seven, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Think about the competition, level of competition. That if LSU Tigers, they come out on top and they national champs, would have beaten seven out of top 10 opponents. That's not scared. That's not playing scared. That is getting it done. That's why I think we need to embrace when you have and you still have two games left and you're already at double-digit wins. That's why I say again, look at the Tigers right now, 10-0, four-time in school history, joining the 1908. 1958 Billy Cannon and 2011 teams to be 10-0. We are right there. Coach O has the team heading in the right direction. Win the hunt. And we are the hunted. Christian, we're not the underdogs no more. We're not the underdogs. Can you handle prosperity? Because that's the difference.
Everybody's up
you
for
have
your
adversity,
game.
Prosperity. Can you handle both?
Because that's
truly
you.
A sign of a champion.
Yeah, everybody gets fired up for you. They're gunning for you. Look, Ole Miss last week, that was their season. If they were able to pull off an upset over LSU, didn't happen. But they're walking away going, we did some damage to that Tiger defense.
The way they played the second half, they're feeling good about themselves because if LSU's considered amongst the best, if not the best, they got to feel good about themselves. The Arkansas Razorbacks, Steve Court, sorry. I don't know if the program has ever been this down. I mean, an SEC game and LSU's a 44-point favorite. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, they were favored over – put that in perspective. They were favored – LSU was favored by 51.5 over Northwestern State. And they're 44.5 against an SEC team in Arkansas.
So that's basically the same.
It's a touchdown, yeah.
No. So that if you're an Arkansas Razorback, that has to be very discouraging. Now, Texas A&M, they've had a disappointing season overall. But, boy, it's about a feather in their cap. You don't think they want to beat LSU?
Especially after last year, happened?
Yeah, but that, the 70s? Like,
yeah.
The stupid, ridiculous overtime rule?
Plus the fight on the field? Not good. Not good at all. Louie in Madisonville, along with Stan and Thibodeau, Michael and Kenner, Don and Ponchatoula. How are you guys feeling about this LSU defense? You okay with that defense? Do you feel like they can still win a championship with a defense that's in four games this year, giving up, what, more than 30 points a game, Bobby?
35.
You tell us at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Here we are back on Sports Talk. To the phones we go. You concerned about the LSU defense? That is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. And right to the phones we go. Let's see. Don in Ponchatoula. Thanks for your patience, Don. You're on WWL.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing this evening, Christian and Bobby?
Good,
Bobby,
thank
you. I went to Hornville High School, one of your old rivals there, and I am not worried about the defense. I am want to know, we played Ohio State one time before and we beat them, and I can't remember the year. Can you comment on that when we beat them?
I believe you're talking about 2007 when LSU beat them for a national title.
Right.
In the Superdome.
So I'm not too much worried about their defense. I think if we got to play them, we can beat them again.
Yeah, but I mean that's a team that's 12 years ago. I mean, that was 12 years ago. You can't say, oh, they beat them 12 years ago. I mean, you got guys that were 6 years old on both of these teams that when that game happened.
You got guys in that game that have been in the NFL and retired.
Right.
Since then.
that game has absolutely no bearing on a potential matchup with LSU and Ohio State. Ray in Lacombe. Go ahead, Ray. You're on WWL.
Thank you, Christian. My comment is, after 10 games, you would think that Aranza would have a defense that could stop the run, because college ball is not as heavily pass-oriented as pro football. You would think it would be a primary goal. And we've been gashed for several hundred yards by teams that are not in the top 10. I don't have a stat sheet in front of me. I'm a commuter, but I'm a longtime LSU fan, and I'm worried.
No, you should be worried because, listen, again, you can look at high school football, college and professional, and you might say, well, the game has changed and how the rules and all are. I'm telling you deep down, that first things first, can you make an opposing offense one-dimensional? I know if they can gash you with the run, they can have success with the pass. So, listen, I don't care. You look at the Falcons game, who's winning in the trenches? You look at Tampa Bay game, then the Carolina coming up. Can you stop the run? Now, listen, DeMario Davis, the top defensive players will tell you this even in the NFL, that they preach this, coaches, Dennis Allen. Can you stop the run? And then offensive line coach, or Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael. Can you stop the run and can you run the football? And all I know is if you can run the ball and control the tempo and you can stop the run, you can win a lot of games. I don't know about championships. You got to have playmakers and make big plays and all that. But I'm talking about consistently winning, Ray. If you could do that and it doesn't change. That's why, to me, that is an area of concern behind the scenes with Coach O and Dave Aranda. No, it has to be, because I'm going to tell you, you know when you got to pack a lunch? I'm telling you, when you play the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, I think Georgia has an outstanding defense, but the way our offense is structured, I think we could score. But our defense, they better be ready. They better buckle both chin straps if they're playing a team like the Georgia Bulldogs, versus the run and the play action, what they're going to do? Because they have a quarterback who's capable. Now, I hope we get the bad Fromm, because that definitely was the bad Fromm against the South Carolina Gamecocks. Come on, he cost them the game, and they're playing at home. South Carolina's having a party considering their team. But you know what? You know what was the good Fromm? And you have, they know they have a chance to win. It is what occurred against Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching that game. Christian, it was the bye week. I'm watching what happened Florida-Georgia. Fromm made the difference. Okay, but what did Fromm do this last weekend? Did he make a difference?
I think so.
Okay, I'm just telling you. So you can't count on that.
And that defense, I think, is better than Auburn's, or as good.
Well, overall.
Yes.
Yeah. Not necessarily the D tackles interior, but
overall defense.
So that's why I think you can't bank on having a bad Fromm. So, it's a big challenge for LSU's defense to win the SEC championship against Georgia.
5-0-5-1. Christian, you were wrong. We beat Oklahoma for a title. That was in 2003. No, sir. I'll take your apology, though. We were talking about 2007 when LSU beat Ohio State for a national championship. 2003, they beat the Sooners.
Yeah, that was Saban and stuff, and then, yep.
But it's okay. You're good. We're still cool. 5-0-5-1. Jerry in La Place. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on WWL.
Hey guys. Yeah, the two teams that I'm worried about for us defensively is Georgia. Hypothetically, let's say we the SEC game play Georgia defensively. We can't play them like we played Ole Miss, okay?
And no. Then,
and let me say this. And then let's say we get past that, we make it to the national championship. I think it's going to be against Ohio State. You cannot play Ohio State defensively the way you played Ole Miss. Then
that's
you
right.
Turn it on the other. Then you turn it on the flip side offensively. Look, we've been powerful. We look great. Let's face it, maybe we will, maybe we won't. But at this point, I mean, I don't think we're looking at no 40, 45 points offensively against these two teams. So we need our defense to be able to step up to help us if we're going to win a national championship.
Well, to me, Jerry, I don't know if you agree with this, but to me, if LSU's an SEC championship and we score more than 30 points, are we in a national championship? We score more than 30 points. I'm saying shame on the LSU Tiger defense or the team if we don't win. I'm telling you, championship game, I'm not talking about no video game.
I know.
If we score over 30 points, SEC championship against Georgia, Ohio State, or Clemson, hell yeah, we should win Georgia. I mean, Jerry, I would be extremely disappointed if we did not win those type of games. Because to me, now, it's not like 40, 50 points, whatever that. But if we score over 30, that means we are executing. And you never know, the turnover ratio, what's going to come about, the plus, minus, and all that. But I can tell you right now, if we're able to do that offensively, our defense has to step up.
Do you think they'll get over 30 against Georgia?
Yes.
Against that defense? You do?
Yes. I think we're getting over 30 no matter who we're playing. I'm not saying no 40. But okay, for instance, you know what's another thing? This is a good point, too. This is from 79-17. Ole Miss played somewhat similar against Alabama. Ole Miss scored a lot of points against Alabama. Alabama's defense is not the Alabama defense of old, but kind of like LSU, what you expect. But you look how explosive the Alabama receivers. You look how explosive the LSU receivers. And you got Tua, and then you got Joe Burrow. Look how they structured. I'm telling you, LSU and Alabama are very similar the way they structured this year. Because it's not the old-school Alabama defense. It's not the old-school LSU defense. Ole Miss had success against both of them, right? So I'm just telling you, LSU has to step up defensively if their offense under Joe Burrow, I don't care if you're playing Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, whatever, going forward, Now I'm looking way ahead. You still got to play Arkansas and A&M. But if you score over 30-some points, come on. You should win a national championship. Come on, defensive player. You got to step up.
I'd agree, but I just wonder if that's going to catch up to him at some point. Is there a defense that's going to have an answer for this LSU offense? I just wonder that. And if you get in one of these lower scoring games,
well, okay, Chris,
they get a crucial stop, just one.
Okay, you and Mark might know this off the top of your head. What happened? Because I thought the team that really could play and hang, but they got a freshman quarterback that beat the Auburn Tigers. Well, what did LSU score in that game?
It was in the 20s.
Okay, that might not be enough. So I think it has to be that plus 7. We got to get 30-some points. I'm telling you, truly maybe be a national champion, SEC champion, the level of competition, it might take that kind of effort.
Okay, so I get you. But we just said that what LSU's Georgia's defense overall is better than LSU's, right? I mean, than Auburn's, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have to have the numbers in front of me. But
they scored 23 points against Auburn.
Okay, so I think they could score 30-plus. I mean, no, I truly believe that.
We'll find out soon, I think.
Yeah. The thing is, when I look at the Auburn Tigers, and I'm telling you, you know what's crazy? Look at Coach O at the end of the game. That they had two, like the big cat, and they had two defensive linemen. Coach O knows what it takes. Auburn has two of the most dominant interior guys, like big guys.
Mm-hmm.
And how they influence and how they impact the game and all what they're doing. And Georgia might have the better overall defense, but it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen. But you might have to have a special offensive performance where you're scoring over 30.
Joe Brady, earn your money. Steve Ensminger, earn your money. Put together a really good game plan. All right, coming back for Stan, Michael, and Mike. Also, you'll hear from LSU coach Ed Ogeron, his sit-down with our Amos Morrell III as well here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, this WWL exclusive interview with LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron of the number one ranked Fighting Tigers. LSU Fighting Tigers is brought to you by Rouse's Market. Shop the official supermarket of LSU Athletics. Order online at Rouse's for pickup or delivery. Here is Coach O with Amos Morrell III.
All right, Coach. So obviously coming off a win, 714 yards. Obviously a lot to like about that win, but like you said, tell the truth Monday. What's the message to the team going to be this week?
Yeah, we're 10-0, went on the road, got an SEC victory. We're happy, but we're not satisfied. There's a lot of things we need to get better on. On defense, and it starts with me. We got to put them in better position. We got to coach better. We got to tackle better. We got to make plays. We can't have the two turnovers that we had on offense. But I'm really pleased with the play of our offensive line, Badar Traore and Adrian McGee, coached by Coach James Craig. I think they're the MVP of the game. Forget over 700 yards with those guys that tackle. I thought those guys did a tremendous job.
And you mentioned the offensive line. Obviously, you know, all the hype's been around Joe and the play he's had, the skill guys, you know, Clyde. They can't do any of that without a really solid offensive line play. And it seems like, you know, no matter who you guys have plugged in there, they've kind of risen to the challenge.
Yeah, I think it all starts with our coach. Coach James Craig done a tremendous job with them. Lloyd Cushenberry, Damian Lewis inside. Ed Ingram had his best game. So, yes, we have tremendous leadership. We have tremendous coaching. And we have some depth with our offensive line because that's the group that's going to get injured sometimes the most.
And then, obviously, when the offense is rolling, those guys got to be getting hyped up, seeing those big plays happen.
You know, the good thing about it, Joe praises them, Clyde praises them, the wide receivers praise them, everybody on the team acknowledges the big man. Think about this, Lloyd Cushenberry got acknowledged by us as wearing the number 18, the first time an offensive lineman has ever been given the number 18. So the big man is praised here at LSU.
Naturally, on the other side of the ball, the defensive line seems like, same thing. You know, whoever you plug in, those guys are coming in and making plays for you.
You know, I was pleased to play Apu Aika. Apu has trimmed down to a slim 340. I'm proud of him. I thought he played his best plays, making good plays.
I like how you say that, a slim 340. He still looks like a giant out there. He's a guy that came in over the summer. looked like he was, you know, ready to play. He's gotten some playing time early. What has he done to kind of impress you?
No, first of all, losing weight. I mean, he came in at 390, and this summer he was 360. Now, he had a couple of ankle problems that hampered him, but he's gotten to be able to read his blocks better. He's making plays in the backfield. He's in better condition, and just his overall awareness of the nose tackle play.
The receivers and the tight ends, Thad Moss in particular, putting up numbers that you know, guys haven't done here in over a decade. But you know, it's not just the offense, right? It's got to be, you know, these guys are going out there and making, you know, really nice plays.
Yes, they are. We have great talent. I think Thad Moss is probably one of the most improved players on our football team. We recruited him. We knew he was a great athlete. He's a good blocker. And he has a great mental attitude about himself, and now he's become a leader for us. I'm very proud of him.
Heading into Arkansas this weekend, obviously a team in a situation that you're familiar with. You know, what do you tell your team about, you know, how this is a team that's got, you know, going to be dangerous?
You know, first of all, it's about us. It's about the LSU Tigers, about us fixing the things that we need to fix. But, hey, they're going to come out with the hair on fire. I mean, they got a new coach. He's probably going to change things up this week, relax things a little bit. They'll play loose and on fire and give them a breath of fresh air, and that's going to give them some hope.
Like you said, they've got some Louisiana kids on that team that you know are going to want to show out in front of their family that's going to be making it up here.
Yeah, they've been coming home. They want to play well in front of the LSU Tigers. I know that.
And then obviously, you know, for this team, you know, is the message maybe that second half make the message, you know, a little bit easier for you to drive that, you know, hey, any team will, they're not going to roll over for you guys.
That's right. You know, everybody's going to give us their best shot, but we got to play at the LSU standard of performance for 60 minutes. We haven't done it yet.
All right, Coach. Well, appreciate the time as always, and good luck Saturday.
Go Tigers.
That's been his continuing message, Bobby, is they haven't played, by his mind, their best game of the year for the entire game.
Yeah, four quarters can't be two quarters, three quarters. You got to play four quarters of complete football, offense, defense, special teams. That's just, it's not just coach speak, but that's what you want to truly achieve, and you have to do that going forward. Now, Christian, I like this text because I think this is some observation that makes sense. 43-40 says Auburn's defense is better than Georgia's. Auburn does their defense no favors by being stagnant. You know, that fast pace, up tempo, and Georgia can move the ball and keep their defense off the field. That makes sense the way they structured. Also, Auburn has the number one strength of schedule in the country. Georgia is number seven. I have to trust their opinion on that. I don't know. Better opponents, harder to stop. That just makes a lot of sense. But when you look at SEC competition, again, that if you want to be national champs, you have to be able to beat the likes of the Auburn Tigers or the Georgia Bulldogs. And I think that's where LSU's at right now. And I truly believe, because of the strength of schedule, and who we've played and what we achieve, that if LSU would lose to Georgia in the SEC championship, if that would occur, that I think the Tigers would still be in the top four. I think you'd have a situation where you still could have two SEC teams in that Final Four playing for the playoffs.
Very likely, much to the chagrin of the College Football Selection Committee and other conferences as well.
Now I want to win the SEC championship. I'm not saying anything. Now, you know, you have to be right there in the thick of things, whereas going back and forth, whatever, do you come out on top or do you not take care of business? But I think going forward, what LSU has accomplished, you look, Arkansas, I mean, you should crush them. And then you got Texas A&M, you want to win the game, then you got Georgia. If we, right there, considering where Georgia's at in the perception, that it doesn't matter if you don't win. That to be in the Final Four, again, you playing at neutral venues, there's no home field advantage. So to me, then you wipe the slate clean, right? You know, we always talk about this NFL playoffs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Look, for instance, last year, then we crushed the Rams in the regular season. Did that have any significance in the playoffs? We played the Rams.
None.
Even though we played them. That's why.
Same thing with the Eagles. The Eagles played the Saints closer in the playoffs than they did in the regular season.
So that's why all of a sudden the records, when you start postseason is 0-0. It does not matter. What do you do in the top-notch pressure games? And you got to get it done. Now, you got to get to that point, and the SEC championship is a part of that. But that's why I'm not – all I'm saying is, you know, they're going to come out tonight. Okay, who's number one? Who's number two, number three, number four? Bottom line is, when the season's all said and done, LSU to be in that top four.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrett coming back for your phone call. Stan, Mike, Michael, and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Coming up, our Saints Hour at 7 o'clock. Also, Tulane Tuesday with Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz next hour. Wrapping up our LSU Hour, Michael and Kenner. What's going on, Michael? You're on WWL.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome.
Like everyone else, I'm concerned about the defense, but I'm not really scared. Let me just say this to you. What we tend to forget, to, you know, Ole Miss, Alabama, Florida, Auburn, they all came back on us. And, yes, that's a concern. But I want to mention again, we also, the reason we won those games is because we did make key defensive interceptions. We made some great sacks.
Right.
And there were some good things going on. And I want to mention, too, remember, we lost a first-round guy that's a great run stopper. Not an excuse, just saying that I can understand why I have to do the work and shore that up. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I mean, come on, you're going to lose guys today. You're going to lose guys to the NFL at Alabama. Look at, come on. How many players leave early off that defense? And I would say, now I'm talking about a decade plus, considering Saban and Alabama defense. Wouldn't you say this was maybe one of the weaker Alabama defenses?
For sure.
Yeah, compared to past seasons.
They don't have those. They don't have those big guys up front that they usually are getting. They're going to Clemson. They're going to Georgia.
Well, even when they had them, then they leave early to go to the NFL, or they're part of an NFL team, and.
Bobby, I'm telling you.
So what's the guy's name from Baton Rouge? Now, this is blasphemy because he leaves Baton Rouge and he goes to Alabama. Dylan Moses.
Oh.
He was an All-American.
Yeah. They lost him.
He got hurt. I mean, Tua got hurt. I mean, that's part of the game, and that's why I never made any excuses with Divinity because I know he means that much, but good for LSU. If somehow Michael Divinity on this run can come in there and contribute, because I think he's that good.
I'm not confident in saying this, but I'm confident in starting to just – I think it's worth thinking about. And that is, I just wonder – and people have been trying to say this for a couple of years. I just wonder, though, there's more to the idea this could be the eventual fade of Alabama, the beginning of a fade for Alabama. Because I think Nick Saban, like,
so what do
about,
you mean fade? Like middle of the pack?
No. I'm really talking about getting away from being that year in, year out top.
So you're
dominant
talking about
team.
Domination,
right?
So not necessarily being dominant, being amongst the best.
Not every year is what
but
I'm
not
saying.
Not being dominant,
correct? And not having that
I
every
agree
year.
With that.
Just because of the emergence of Dabo Swinney with Clemson, also Georgia with Kirby Smart. LSU and Coach Ed Orgeron, I just think that there's more competitive balance in the SEC than there's been in a long time.
Who's been, because I look at the Pac-12, Big 12, garbage. But two teams, you might say the Big Ten or whatever, ACC garbage. But the two teams that have been able to hang with Alabama, and I think they're not going anywhere going forward, and LSU, I believe, is going to be part of that mix, is Ohio State and Clemson. That I think how the programs that they've, put skins in the wall and where they're at, the foundation they've laid, that they're going to continue to have success. And you look at recruiting classes and what type of players are you getting. That's why LSU and Coach O is not a flash in the pan. You know why they're not flashing a plan? Flashing a pan? Because they're going to get the players. And I truly believe.
Look at their class already for 2020.
If a coach is worth their salt, great players make great coaches. Now, you got to put the work ethic and get it done, and I think LSU has that. So we got to – listen, we got to go out there and accomplish great things. But I think LSU, I'm just talking about that's a long time, half a dozen years. You're talking about 6 years, LSU's going to be right up there. Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, they'll be right there.
Stan, Michael, and you two, 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Also, Tulane Tuesday with Coach Willie Fritz coming up next hour here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.